Reading Bryce Dessner's bio will leave you wondering if the Cincinnati-born musician has ever slept in the last couple of decades. His staggering list of collaborators and commissions alone a career make. But then there's this festival he founded in 2006, returning to Cincinnati in just a couple of weeks, April 27th through 29th, Music Now. But of course, one festival wasn't enough. Bryce and his brother Aaron will, at the same time, produce and perform in the first ever Homecoming Festival on the banks of the Ohio. And then there's his day job with the Grammy Award winners, The National. Good evening for Around Cincinnati. I'm Elaine Deal. On the other end of this line is Bryce Dessner. Bryce, welcome home to at least your voice anyway.
Yeah, hi. Thank you. Thanks for having me, Elaine.
Glad to have you. Your lovely creation, Music Now, returns to Cincinnati April 27th through 29th. Is this a festival unique to Cincinnati?
Yeah, it was created in 2006. Originally, the first venue where we started was the Contemporary Arts Center, and it was kind of, they had asked me about doing an event over the weekend there that year, and it started and it felt like a creative music festival that with a very kind of wide sense of what was possible and basically featuring creative music with across genres that could really flourish in Cincinnati. And so it's become this very special event for me every year. I've done it every year for the last, I guess this is number 13 this year, I believe. And it's grown and changed and shifted. And, some of the artists that we originally presented who were relatively unknown have gone on to have, huge international careers. And we've, really benefited from the openness and just, all the beautiful venues in town. And so I'm excited about this year as a whole new version of the festival.
Do you still feel a connection to Cincinnati, even though it's not been your home for a couple of years?
Yeah, it's not been my home for, I think, 25 years almost now. But yeah, I mean, like anybody, that's what's in my blood. And I think that's the same for, everybody in my band is actually from Cincinnati. The band started in New York, but we all grew up together in Cincinnati and had different bands with each other. There were kind of two bands that predated the National. And so it's just that thing of, that you get home and you feel like just being in that place and, with the river and the hills and for me, I kind of grew up in the woods. And so it has a real kind of a sweetness about it that always the place that feels most like home.
Where is home these days when you're not on the road?
Much to my parents' chagrin, probably I married a French woman who is from Paris. And so you're actually speaking to me from Paris right now. I live in Paris, France. Well, I have a 1-year-old child here.
Two festivals running essentially at the same time at the end of April. Let's talk about Music Now first. What's new in this year's festival?
I mean, I think I can speak about both events really as kind of one larger citywide event, which in addition to, Homecoming featuring programming at Smale Park, two outdoor stages, and Music Now doing programming at the Masonic Lodge, and then also in the Freedom Center on Saturday and Sunday. I think we have, for the first time, a sense of a citywide event because, we also have collaborations this year with the Cincinnati Ballet, with the Cincinnati Art Museum. There's two performances and a visual photography show with this Contemporary Art Center. There's one concert that will feature musicians from the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra, who we've been in partnership across the last few years. And, I like to say the festival this year is starting to take on a kind of almost like a mini Edinburgh festival, which really does kind of occupy all of that city. So I hope it's a dream that I've kind of had for a long time, that this year is the closest to kind of coming to that. And I think exciting for people to kind of be able to experience, the louder bands on the outdoor stages, but then also come hear something more experimental or more delicate, more intimate in the smaller venues. The Friday night concert at the Masonic is really a celebration of what Music Now has done in the past. There's a lot of collaboration, a lot of new music people will have never heard before. Artists that are working together that there's an amazing German electronic duo called Mouse on Mars that will present their new album, which is called Dimensional People, and it will feature 8 or 9 performers from across the festival will be part of that performance on Friday night. So that's very much in keeping with what Music Now has done over the years.
Talking with musician and composer and festival organizer Bryce Dessner and brand new daddy about the Music Now and Homecoming festivals happening in just a couple of weeks here in Cincinnati. And you mentioned Cincinnati Ballet Company. You're going to do your piece Murder Ballads with the Ballet Company. That was first done in New York, right?
The Murder Ballads is a piece of music that I composed for actually a kind of Music Now regular, the group called Eighth Blackbird, who are based out of Chicago. It's a sextet contemporary classical group, six musicians who actually they all studied at CCM tonight. So they also have kind of a hometown connection and are kind of like a hometown favorite, I would say, where they really have an audience in town and have done tons of work with the symphony. And so Murder Ballads is a piece that I wrote for them a few years ago, inspired by American folk songs. American traditional murder ballads. And the piece was then set to choreography by a really talented choreographer who's actually part of this New York City ballet named Justin Peck. So this will be the first time that it's, I believe it was performed, several times, you know, in New York and Los Angeles and in Europe. And the Cincinnati Ballet will be the premiere of their version of this. So that's exciting. And Eighth Blackbird will be part of the entire ballet program, actually, which they're calling Bold Moves, and it features music by David Lang, who's one of my favorite composers who won the Pulitzer a few years ago, Nico Muley, who's a close friend of mine and very talented composer, Missy Mazzoli, another young composer who we featured at Music Now before, who will have music on the ballet program. So that's a very exciting opportunity to kind of feature music with dance as part of the festival.
So will CBC be dancing Justin Peck's original choreography, or have they adapted it?
They will be dancing to Justin Peck's original choreography, yep. He calls it a sneaker ballet, so you'll see it's the beautiful ballet dancers at the Cincinnati Ballet, but instead of point shoes, they'll be wearing gym shoes, which is really fun.
Do you ever forget which gig you're going to?
I don't forget which gig I'm going to. To be honest, you know, there's always, it's funny, you know, I have to, when the band plays, you know, we played in Sao Paulo at 90,000 people, and actually the concert in front of 800 people at the Queen Elizabeth Hall in London, I'm performing for the first time Steve Reich's Electric Counterpoint. I've never played it, so I'm actually a lot more nervous for that concert than I was for the, you know, the one that was 300 times larger or whatever it was. So, you know, it's partly about the repertoire that I'm playing, and I like having all these different experiences in my life. See, what I'm trying to do now is actually make some time for my family. So that would be the bigger challenge, I think, you know, trying to come home and not be exhausted or jet-lagged.
I was going to ask if you ever find time to rest or relax.
Yeah, I just had some time with my wife and baby in Spain, so that was super nice for a vacation. So I'm all energized up to come to Cincinnati.
Well, the National, by the way, congratulations on the Grammy. Was that your first?
Actually, Murder Ballads, the album called Filament that I produced. The other piece on it is a piece called Doublespeak, which we commissioned at Music Now, and then a piece that I performed with Eighth Blackbird by Philip Glass called Music and Similar Motion. Those were part of a record called Filament that won the Grammy for Best Chamber Music in 2015, I think. So technically, this is my second Grammy, but definitely for the Grammy for Sleep Well Beast was a big win for us. We were kind of not expecting any kind of accolade like that and you know, not holding out for it, but it was certainly nice to be, you know, recognized by our peers, and it was a nice moment.
Certainly nice indeed, and that album featured on Independent Record Store Day by Shake It Records in Northside. Will you be doing any other multi-discipline festivals like Music Now or Homecoming?
We're actually working on there's an event in Berlin in August that we loosely just called People. And that is even more radical in its approach, where it's in the old East German radio building called the Funkhaus. It was where, you know, the Soviets built these huge radio buildings because it was their way of kind of controlling messaging and propaganda after the Second World War. And this building has, you know, hundreds of recording studios. And so we've been lucky enough to be given access to this. So we did an event, a kind of residency, and then performances there 2 years ago, and a lot of the music for the album was actually recorded in that space. And so we're going to do it again this August 13th to 20th, and there'll be performances by, you know, hundreds of musicians, and that's a really fun event. It's, you know, it's very kind of loose and open, and we don't actually announce any of the people involved until it happens, because it would be mayhem, but I recommend coming if you're feeling like a trip.
Bryce, where are you most at home, on stage or in the studio?
I really enjoy working in the studio. I think it's a place for experimenting and finding new ideas, and especially collaborating with either the guys in the band or some of the ensembles I work with. I find it really invigorating and just the time you can take with music. I mean, probably where I'm best is on stage. I tend to respond to the nerves and feel comfortable up there. But if I had to pick one or the other, you know, the studio is certainly a bit easier because, you know, I have a studio here in my third bedroom in Paris, where, you know, sometimes the stage takes me very, very far away. So, yeah, I do enjoy both.
Well, a comparison comes to mind with Wynton Marsalis and how he splits his brain into two completely different camps, jazz and classical, you with rock and classical. Do you find one or the other to be more challenging?
I mean, I think that they're both really challenging. To be honest, I'm not sure, you know, writing a timeless folk song versus writing an important addition to the orchestral repertoire, those are two very difficult things to do. They require different skills. You know, it's kind of like the difference between writing poetry and writing like an epic historical novel or something. It's like they're just different scale and scope, but they're both really valid. And I think the reason I can do both is because I'm a good collaborator. You know, and the National is really the sum of five individuals. We work together, and Matt Berninger, who's our singer and lyricist, you know, contributes all the words and text mm-hmm. to the songs. And so we write the music for him. And then my interest in classical music kind of actually predates playing in the band or even playing rock music. You know, early on, I played flute and piano, and I actually studied flute and then classical guitar at CCM in town as, you know, as a kid and then as a teenager. So that's just always been in my blood, and I like having both things existing for me. You know, weirdly, actually, the way I'm able to keep ideas sort of fresh and interesting in the band is I often bring them from elsewhere. And, the, you know, the kind of contemporary classical repertoire that I play or get to hear or write often gives me ideas in other directions. So that's, I find it a very healthy balance. While it might seem a bit crazy or like my schedule is too full, it's actually been made for a very interesting life.
Bryce Dessner and his twin brother, Aaron, really are the boys next door, born in Cincinnati, Ohio, and now international major music figures. You read Bryce's bio, your head will spin, and you might feel a little bit like a slacker yourself, but mostly you'll feel admiration for the depth of this man's talent and unstoppable push to do the next thing or things, probably all at the same time. Bryce, we're looking forward to welcoming you home to Cincinnati at the end of April for two events, the Homecoming and the Music Now Weekend. Everything kicks off Friday, April 27th, right?
Yeah, Friday, April 27th, there'll be the event at the Masonic opening Music Now Festival, Music Now Homecoming Weekend is what I like to call it. Yeah, so that's the beginning of the events, and I really recommend people showing up for that one because there's going to be tons of special guests and performances that you won't hear on the rest of the weekend.
It's a weekend celebration of music, art, and cultural connections, and the National will perform two unique sets, music from the current Grammy-winning album, The Boxer, over a couple days at Smale Park. And as Bryce said, lots of special guests, friends, and family. Everybody pretty excited about this, Bryce. Thank you so much for putting this together, and thanks for taking the time to talk to us. Safe travels. For WVXU, I'm Elaine Deal.